Many have treated fasting, or they know about fasting, and they've studied fasting because they want to lose weight, or they want to detoxify their bodies. And you can read books about fasting just for that reason. I'm calling this message Fasting to Find Yourself. And it's because our world is in a major identity crisis. Basically, society has trashed the divine roots for what it means to be human. It can't say who we are. It can't tell us why we're here. People run around madly trying to find fulfillment by supersizing their fast food, or buying the newest electronic gadget, or wearing the latest fashion, or driving the slickest car, or having the hottest sex life, or playing the most addictive computer game. Guess what? None of those things fulfills humanity. They really don't. No one gets fulfilled. The Lenten season, this Lenten fasting season, is a red light. It says, stop! Stop! That's what it is. It's a call to stop. It tells us that we fulfill our true humanity by feeding our souls on God's will. That's what our true humanity eats and lives by. My text that I'm going to read is Matthew, it's a short one, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. It's a longer passage, but just this part. It's when Jesus was led into the wilderness. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. What Lent is, it actually happens to be the oldest of all Christian celebrations. It happens to be the oldest. It has the longest history in the Christian understanding, if you go back in church history and find out when Lent started. And it actually has to do with the time of spring coming. And it relates to Easter time. And that's why we have it right before Easter. But what Lent does, it sets aside 40 days to join Jesus in this time of self-denial and desert living. It's a way to lose worldly weight and to detoxify our souls. So it does relate to fasting in that way. And Ash Wednesday, why it's called Ash Wednesday is because ashes were symbolic of mourning. If you read the Old Testament especially, when people were mourning over their sins or whatever, they would rip their garment apart, and then they would put ashes on their head. So the token was to put a cross of ashes on your head. And usually those ashes were made by the palm branches that were burned from the last time they were saved over, dried out, and then they were burned and made into ashes from the last time they had Palm Sunday. They carried palms into the churches and so on. Well, we fast every day until Easter, except for Sundays, because what is Sunday? It's the Easter celebration. Every Sunday, I don't know if you know this, but every Sunday is Easter celebration. It celebrates the day of Christ's resurrection. We do not fast on a celebration day like that. In fact, we complete the Lenten fast on Easter. We break our fast. And most people, they say, break their fast after the service. Anyway, taking away all those Sundays, it comes out exactly 40 days. So that's where we get the 40-day fasting. Now that idea of fasting and not eating or putting ashes on your head and grieving, and we just went through a confessional prayer, and all those kinds of things seem negative. They seem negative. It may be people that may look at Lenten season and say, that's a negative service, I don't want to go to that, and so we don't have a full congregation tonight. But I'm going to try to explain this in another way, in a positive way, by this idea of fasting to find yourself. And this is probably a way you've never heard before. And first, I want to share this. Lenten fasting calls us back to our roots in Genesis. Who are we? That's the question the world can't answer. Genesis defines humans as images of God. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him male and female. He created them. Male and female, He created them. Now that description is given in terms of gender-distinctive bodies. Gender-distinctive bodies, male and female. Now, is there in society today gender confusion? Is there? Yeah, there is. And it's a direct fruit of today's confusion about what it means to be human according to this description that God gives. And God's first commandment to humans was to reproduce His image by married sexual union. That was His actually first command, is reproduce. This image that I've just given you, reproduce it by married sexual union. Is there confusion today about what the one flesh union in Scripture is? Yes, there is confusion, isn't there? Review Genesis for the original design. That's God's design. Why are we here? Why are we here? God outlines in Genesis why we are here. It's to serve God. He tells us to rule over everything. That's servant leadership. He says, name things, starting with the animals, name things. And that's servanthood in language and communication and organization and science, actually. All those things fall under that. He says to tend and cultivate the earth. That's serving God in the realm of ecology and agriculture and creativity. Now, why am I talking about Genesis at Lent? It's because that's where God defined our humanity. And He explained our purpose. Genesis also tells how we failed to live up to who we are by listening to a demon and by failing to listen to God's voice, the voice of our Maker. Our failure canceled nothing about us being in God's images. That's our identity. We are images of God. That didn't change. And it didn't destroy anything about our purpose. We are still to be servants, His servants. But Lent reminds us to stop feeding on false voices and to again remember that we must feed our souls on our Creator's voice and on His will. The second point here is that Lenten fasting calls us back from a fatal diet. God had three rhetorical questions that He asked Adam after he sinned. Where are you, Adam? Why are you hiding from me? I was afraid because you created me naked. Who told you about nakedness? Have you been listening to another voice besides mine? And there was no answer to that. There was no confession. Don't tell me you ate the deadly fruit I warned you about. Now, why are these three questions? Why are they questions that God asked? You know, God already knew the answers to these. These are called rhetorical questions. God already knew the answers, but He wanted Adam to recognize his sin and to confess it. And instead, Adam and Eve made excuses. Well, these questions, God's questions, these three questions especially, they highlight the purpose of the Lenten fast. Where are we? Where are we in our lives? Where are we right now? And have we been listening to false voices? Have we been gathering our information from voices that don't even have a clue about who we are or what our purpose is? Have we been feeding on what destroys spiritual life and defiles our moral relationship with God by an independent knowledge of good and evil? You see, they ate that fruit and they became their own morality. That's why we have so many moralities in the world. The new morality and every old other kind of morality. Not God's morality, not God's will. Now, society has no clue. Society has no clue about who we are or what our purpose here is on earth. So it creates its own standards, independent standards, based on the knowledge of their knowledge of good and evil. Independent standards for sexuality, for family values, for leadership roles, science and language, for ecology and creativity. All those get under standards that are made up by a world that doesn't have a clue about our purpose as humans. Lent calls us to halt our intake of this world's independent diet of morality. And that, what is that? It's what's right for me. It's what's right for you. It's what's right for me. It's what's politically right. It's what's politically correct. Stop that. Halt that. And to return to feed our souls on the voice of God. On the will of God. This alone fulfills true humanity. Listen to this. You may have never heard this before. Jesus became human not to tell us to be more like God. Does that sound almost blasphemous? Because you've probably heard sermons about that. I've probably preached sermons like that. Jesus became human not to tell us or show us or anything about how to be more like God. That was Satan's temptation to Adam. Be like God. Just take it. It was to show us how to be true to God humans. How to be really human. What we were supposed to be when we started out. How to be true to God humans. The God-man Jesus Christ is a Trinitarian proof that God is submitted to God. So God is always telling us what to do. And He's never, you know, He doesn't know how to obey. Yes, He does know how to obey. Jesus proved that. Within the Trinity, within this Trinitarian union, they are submitted to one another. Father to Son, Son to Father, the Holy Ghost, all submitted together. God is submitted to God. And Jesus, in His humanity, proved that. In His 40-day fast, when Satan tempted Him to act on His own, He answered, "Man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God, and that includes me, because I'm human now." And He followed His Father's voice. In His human incarnation, Jesus lived dependent on God's voice. He showed us how to get it right. How to be truly human. That was what Jesus showed us. So Lenten fasting calls us back to our true humanity. Humans embody God's image. We are body-spirit beings. We are souls wrapped up in fleshly temples. I really remember where I was sitting when I did this. I was sitting right where Terry is, I think. And it was during an Ash Wednesday service here a couple of years ago. Maybe it was last year. I cannot remember when I wrote this. But I wrote this down. I said, Lenten fasting isn't so much a denial of our bodies as it is a heightened awareness that our spirituality can't be anything other than incarnational. I'm going to read it again. Lenten fasting isn't so much a denial of our bodies as it is a heightened awareness that our spirituality can't be anything other than incarnational, lived out like Jesus lived it. Incarnational. And it's always in our bodies, and it's usually with our bodies, that we follow false voices. So God's Word invites fasting as a voluntary withdrawal from our body's legitimate activity of eating. Because physically, eating forbidden fruit first got us off track as humans. And spiritually, eating every word that comes from the mouth of God can get us back on the path of our true humanity. And that's what I think Lenten fasting is about. Let's remember who we are. Let's remember our true purpose. We are servants of God. You know, in the hospital, and you know I'm not just a pastor, I work in the hospital. I work more in the hospital than I do pastoring. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, but I also used to work in the emergency department. And we used to do something to people who had an erratic heart rhythm. It's called defibrillation. Have any of you ever had that happen to you? Defibrillation? Some people get into a rapid heart rate and they have to be defibrillated while they're awake. While they're awake, they have to be defibrillated. It's quite a shocking experience, literally. Well, that's what it is. It shocks the cardiac muscle and it stops a dysfunctional pattern or a dysfunctional electrical firing that's going on in the heart. What fasting has called us to is a bit of the same thing, because when those paddles go on and go shock, the heart stops. And the hope is, and the usual thing does happen, it starts beating again in its true pattern, its true cardiac pattern that it was built to work with. So fasting calls us to the same kind of a halt, a stop of our self-directed pattern of activity, and allows us to refocus on God's will and to start over. This is a wonderful thing. Lenten season is a wonderful time of the year. It's a time for our hearts to stop and to restart. We fulfill our true humanity by feeding our souls on God's will. And this is true all year long. But Lenten season offers us a special communal opportunity. We're doing this together. It's a communal opportunity to curb our diets or to limit our usual activities. They may not be bad activities, but they're just usual activities that we just get caught up in too much so that we're not listening to God. And as a token reminder, what we do, we do these things just as a token. It's not like we're giving everything up, but we're doing this as a token of giving up certain things and symbolically saying, I'm going to stop listening so much to the world. You know, I do have to listen to the alarm clock. There's a time to punch into work and punch out of work. Those things I have to listen to. But there's things that catch up my life that are not directed in that way. And God actually used the alarm clock for us to serve Him sometimes. But it's the worldliness in the voices that we've been listening to. God wants us to stop listening to those and to redirect our ears to the voice of our Maker. To give up worldly voices and worldly values and redirect our mind and our thinking to God's voice, to His will. Our soul's true food isn't at Starbucks. And listen, I don't have anything against Starbucks. I had a Starbucks on the way here, or at least half of one. And, you know, we use those things. Burger King, it's fast food, yeah. And it's okay. Although, I try to avoid Burger King. Those things are maybe what you might have to give up. Because you just have to stop yourself and say, do I really need all of the things that are in my life that distract me, that I think I need? And then what it is, it's a prayerful feeding upon the Word that comes from the mouth of God. It's turning our attention to God in a special way. So pray about what you feel or what the Lord shows you that you should maybe stop and halt during your Lenten fasting, at least during the weekdays. Maybe on the Sunday you can have a Starbucks, have Burger King, whatever you want to do. And to start your heart beating in tune with the will of God and His voice. Let's pray. Lord God, thank You for this passage that You showed Yourself to us so clearly, that You became a true human. And Lord, Your whole ministry was to show us how to be Your servants, how to be true humans. You were the servant of Your Father. And Lord, You served Your Father well. We want to follow You, Jesus, and be true servants. Lord, help us to use this time, this Lenten season, to fast from whatever You show us to fast from. But mainly, not in a negative way, to fast in a positive way, as we look to be who we really are in Your will. Look for Your will every single day. More time in devotion. More time in Your Word. More time in prayer. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.